国加州的国友 Colin Hayward 同修和我们分享心灵法门如何改变自身和家人的命运，通过念小房子成功扭转了家人危及生命的疾病。Hayward 先生将用英文分享，而卢军宏台长的弟子王世燕女士将同台做现场翻译，让我们掌声欢迎。
As time progressed, however, I eventually settled into the habit of completely ignoring the spiritual aspect of my life. I was spending 6 days a week working on my business and very little else.
Yes.
但是随着时间的推进，我最终陷入到一种对精神层面的生活全然不顾的状态，一周工作六天，只为了生意奔忙，其他什么都没做。
25 years later, I was introduced to Kuan Yin Compassion Practice and began to learn about Kuan Yin and the spiritual healing practice that she has brought to earth.
25年后，我被引介了心灵法门，并且开始了解观世音菩萨和他传到人间的这种精神疗法。
It wasn't easy at the beginning. In fact, it was very difficult. I struggled to complete just one little house in a week.And I'm sure the quality was quite poor. Being able to hear about the success of other people using Kuan Yin Compassion Practice was critical in my progress. In fact, two of my family members had life-changing healings directly as a result of using Kuan Yin Compassion Practice. My wife specifically was healed of a life-threatening gynopathy problem.
一开始并不容易，其实是非常困难的。我费好大力气才能在一个星期完成一张小房子，我确定质量也是比较差的。听到别人修习心灵法门的成功是我进步的关键。事实上，我的两位家人用心灵法门来治疗疾病，结果发生了很大的变化，尤其是我的太太，她治愈了危及生命的妇科病。
Wow.When I realized that this was truly possible, I was so thankful that I was able, open enough to accept the practice. I admit that at the beginning I was simply doing the daily prayers in the little houses because I saw them work for other people. I was really just hoping that they would work for me one day. The idea that I could have a direct effect on my physical and mental health, personal relationships, and business success was incredibly attractive.My belief in the benefits of a strong work ethic, plus the idea that you can only get out of something that what you put into it, made Kuan Yin Compassion Practice something that I wanted to learn and know more about.
Ha, 当我认识到这是真的有可能的时候，我对自己当初头脑开放地接受了心灵法门而感谢。我承认一开始，因为我看到心灵法门对其他人有效。我才做了功课和念小房子，我的确希望有一天对我也起作用。想到能直接让我改善身心健康、人际关系和事业成功，这些念头的确非常有吸引力。我相信努力工作才会受益的职业操守和一份耕耘一份收获的理念， 让我想学习和了解的更多。
Slowly but surely, I have become more accurate and faster at reciting my daily meditations as well as my little houses. Once or twice, I have completed two little houses in one day.
慢慢的，但是确定的，我能更加准确和快速地完成功课和小房子。有一两次，我还在一天之内念完了两张小房子。
Last year, we decided to sell everything we owned in California and move to Mexico. In order to do that, I needed to sell my 30-year-old business, as well as our home and the property where the business was located. We turned to Kuan Yin Bodhisattva to help us accomplish these goals. I quickly added the wish-fulfilling mantras to my daily prayers in order to help us clear the pathway for three successful sales. Incredibly, all three closed in the very same week. It was a beautiful example of being helped on earth for the spiritual healing practice of Kuan Yin Bodhisattva.
去年，我们决定卖掉我们在加州的所有财产，搬到墨西哥去。为了卖掉我拥有30年的生意、我们的私人住宅和商业房产，我们请求观世音菩萨帮助我们完成我们的目标。为了这三项产业的出售成功而铲平道路，我们很快在每日的功课里加念了准提神咒。难以置信的是，这三份产业都在同一个时间内出手了，这是观世音菩萨帮助人间事情的很好的例子。
Earlier in the year, my mother had passed after a long illness. At this time, we had not yet learned about the Kuan Yin practice. However, we began to recite prayers for her as soon as we understood that we could help her experience a smooth transition. On the 50th day after her death, she appeared in a dream to me, waving goodbye with a big smile on her face. I could hardly believe it. My dreams were never this vivid before. After she was cremated, we buried her ashes on a beautiful mountainside in California.
今年早些时候，我的母亲在长期患病后离开了人世。刚开始，我们还不知道心灵法门，但是后来我们一了解到可以帮助她往生，我们就开始为她念经了。她过世的第50天，她到了我的梦里，对我微笑着挥手告别。我觉得真是不可思议，我的梦境从来没有这么真切和鲜明过。她火化后，我们把她的骨灰埋在了加州的一座很美的山上。
Part of my personal growth has been an incredible leap in the level of compassion that I have. Compassion for other animals, for people, for pretty much everything that I experience. My attitude has always been that my first responsibility was to take care of myself, and that should be enough. I figured that if everyone focused on being moral and happy themselves, the world would be a better place. My transformation to a much more compassionate person is remarkable. I've learned that my compassion for other beings has always been there, I just never wanted to admit it.
我个人的成长在慈悲心上有一个飞跃，对他人、对动物、对我经历的一切事物的慈悲心。我以前的心态是，首先要对我自己负责就够了。我以为每一个人能够有道德和快乐，那么这就是一个美好的世界。但是很明显的，我变得更有慈悲心了。我认识到，我其实一直对他人有慈悲心的，只是以前我不想承认罢了。
After a year of practicing Kuan Yin compassion practice, I had a dream about an energy requester that requested 90 little houses. At first, I was resentful that I had all this work to do, which seemed to be connected with a family energy requester, not something that was directly related to my own karma. Eventually, I realized that doing this work was very important to help my family clear major karma from past lifetimes and create a smoother present and future.
休息心灵法门一年之后，我梦见一个要经者问我要90张小房子。刚开始我非常恼怒，以为这是我的 家族的要经者，而不是我直接造的业。后来我认识到，念这么多的小房子是非常重要的，它可以消掉我的家族前世的孽障，使我们的现在和将来更加顺利。
I'm so grateful for learning about the spiritual healing practice of Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. It has blessed my family's and my life in a very short period of time. I look forward to helping Kuan Yin Compassion Practice grow and flourish in the United States for many years to come.
我非常感恩能学习观世音菩萨的心灵法门，他在很短的时间里为我的全家，为我的生活带来福分。我期待在今后的日子里帮助心灵法门在美国成长壮大，开花结果。
Thank you.